One of these ex-employees was Jeremy. He worked at a Wells Fargo branch in L.A. He quit in 2008, and he just wanted to move on with his life.
I probably applied to every major bank out there, from Bank of America, Washington Mutual, Wachovia.
It was a stressful time. This is 2008. The world economy was collapsing. His wife was pregnant.
And Jeremy wasn't making any progress until he got a lead on a banking job up in Silicon Valley.
And I'll never forget meeting with this guy, a really nice guy. And he said, listen, man, you're exactly what we're looking for. You've got the drive. You got the motivation. You know the industry. Let's go ahead. Let's go through the formalities and get you on the job. I got so excited and called up my wife. Looks like we're moving to San Francisco. After about a week, finally gave the HR lady a call and said, hey, just wanted to follow up, see what's going on in the process. She said, I'm sorry, we went with another candidate. This was the lowest point in my life. I get emotional every time I tell this story. I just sat there, hung up the phone. I just cried.
Jeremy was out of work for 6 months, living off credit cards. But then at another job interview, he finally figured it out.
It was a hiring manager, and she brought me outside and she says, listen, I'm not really supposed to say anything because it's an HR issue, but I'll tell you, I really liked you. But there's this thing on your U5 that I can't hire you. So I apologize, but we can't do it. And I said, what the heck is it? She says, I don't know. That's all I was told by HR.
But Jeremy was pretty sure he knew who wrote the comment. It was his former employer, Wells Fargo.
I try not to think about it, to be honest with you, because it scares the crap out of me. Everything that I've worked for these past 8 years can be taken away from me because of this blemish, because of this lie, because of this one statement that Wells Fargo had put on there.
This moment right here has been playing out all across the country. We've talked to former Wells Fargo employees from Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They all say the same thing. They say they pushed back against the crazy sales culture at Wells Fargo. And in retribution, the bank marked them with a scarlet letter, and that's really hurt their careers.